This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 10 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As of this hour, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear, offering a warm evening. Jerusalem is enjoying a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant night ahead. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu rejects Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, insisting he can stand up to the U.S. president. This comes from the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Israel admits for the first time, we will confront the Trump administration on Gaza. This report comes from Israel Hayom, shared earlier today. Also this hour, Inside Story reveals why Israel rejected the Board of Peace's plan for Gaza. JNS brought this update earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu is reportedly willing to give Trump's Gaza plan a chance, with IDF retreating to the yellow line. According to the Jerusalem Post, this was reported in the past hour. And finally, Hamas is still working. They are entrenching themselves, reports a Ynet journalist with IDF forces on the yellow line from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 noted just minutes ago that U.S. sailors are actively deployed in the Middle East, enforcing a blockade against Iran. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, shared that protesters in Gaza last year called Hamas a terrorist organization, emphasizing their struggle against repression. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, posted a short time ago about a popular children's show highlighting its educational impact. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the rejection of Trump's Gaza plan by Netanyahu. The Times of Israel reports that the Prime Minister is firm on Israel's stance against withdrawing from any part of Gaza, underlining a strong message of self-reliance against external pressures. This sets a significant tone for future diplomatic negotiations. Turning to Israel's admission of confronting the U.S. on the Gaza issue. According to Israel Hayom, this marks a rare moment of open disagreement between Jerusalem and Washington. It underscores the deep divisions over the proposed withdrawal document and highlights the complexity of international alliances. Meanwhile, JNS's Inside Story explains the rationale behind Israel's refusal of the Board of Peace's proposal. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizes that Israel's security policies remain steadfast, even in the face of suggestions from close allies. This decision may strain diplomatic ties while reinforcing Israel's defense priorities. Netanyahu's potential openness to Trump's plan, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, suggests a strategic maneuver. It involves IDF's tactical retreat to the yellow line, aligning with demands for disarmament talks with Hamas. This could pave the way for new peace talks, but also raises questions about security in the region. Finally, Ynet's report from the yellow line highlights ongoing tensions. Despite diplomatic efforts, Hamas continues to strengthen its positions. This reality on the ground poses ongoing challenges for Israel's military strategy and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports a fascinating discovery in New Mexico. A newly identified dinosaur species has been revealed, shedding light on prehistoric life and advancing paleontological research. Separately, Katech discusses an Israeli startup testing AI models developed by OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta. These experiments reveal the challenges of keeping advanced AI systems within their intended operational limits. And finally, from Globes, Playtika sees a dip in its market performance after forecasting weaker results for the year's second half. Despite returning to profit in the second quarter, the company's outlook signals caution to investors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.